Hello and
yeah,
welcome to episode
there,
53 of Aussie Tells All. Welcome back, Caesar, Jeff, and Brett on the podcast tonight.
How's it going?
Welcome.
It's going well. Going well. All right, let's see. Whose team won this week? Jeff, go ahead. Your thoughts on week five of this week there.
Sorry, I was eating an apple. It's not too bad. It was Philly won, so I was quite excited about it. But even more importantly than that, it was great seeing Dallas get their royal asses kicked. It always makes for a good evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard the Bills lost and did not watch it. I still wonder if that's has anything to do with them, you know, with Jacksonville being there already and completely acclimated and everything else.
Yeah.
Otherwise, really, didn't really watch too much football. It was disappointing to see that the Steelers won. We had a football game, then we ended up going to get some pumpkins and stuff afterwards. So, wasn't really home until that curb stomping that was last night, if you will. I mean, that was wild.
Right.
So. Yeah, otherwise, that kind of made my week.
Yeah, the games were great, actually. The games are all great. I mean, they were all close games in the early hours and late hours also, so great games all around. Burrow played well, finally, so that was good to see against the Cardinals, so good for them. But the Giants, they scored a touchdown on defense at least, for a pick six at least, but that's about it, I think, for the most part. Beyond that, the Lions took care of the Panthers. Houston had a good game against the Falcons, but they just fell short at the very end there against the Falcons. And Gamar was Gamar, so that's all good. beyond that, Jets, Broncos, suck it, Russ. He pumped the ball on the last play of the game and touchdown for the Jets to win the game there. That was fantastic. But other than that, that's all I care about for that one. Caesar, your thoughts on week five there for you?
Well, the Bears got their first win on Thursday night against the Commanders. Almost blew it, but it was a 20-point lead afterwards. Sam Howell didn't really do much. He did his best, though. Just the mistakes on Washington's end. And they couldn't stop Justin Fields and DJ Moore, so... it was just pretty much a good game for the Bears. The Vikings losing at home for like the third time this year. Well, technically fourth including the playoff against the Giants. It's basically time. Bring on the Bears.
Yeah.
They will be in Chicago. The Cowboys getting destroyed by the 49ers. Suck it, Dak. Played like Kirk Cousins in night games. The Eagles winning against the Rams. Dolphins beating the Giants. The Jaguars in London winning again. They should just move there at this point because they always win there. Stephon Diggs got frustrated at the end of the game. Being the diva that he is. And this Monday night game is almost over. Just needs the Raiders to win this game and not allow this comeback to happen, but not looking good right now. That's it.
All right, we'll see how it goes. All right. And Brad, your thoughts on week five?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was nice to see the Bears win a game, and especially in the state I was in, it was like sleep inducing, but it was nice. Jeff got me sick, but it was our dinner Monday night. It's just, you know, he doesn't want to talk about it, but
I've been healthy, so I'm good.
I'm just kidding. That game made me sick. No, it was Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of Sunday morning because I hadn't been out of the house for 4 days, so I just took a drive and listened. You know, Giants I knew were going to lose, but you know, that was a nice pick six they had, and they played. Yeah, you know, they didn't get destroyed down there. They lost, but they wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't Denver bad. It wasn't. You know, they lost more to the Bills than we did to them. So I mean, I don't know what that means, but I still think the Dolphins
them. It's still a loss.
So. Yeah, of course it's still a loss. Yeah, you lost. Yeah.
Aww.
I thought the Rams. I really did. I was disappointed. The Rams actually, you know, they play everybody tough. But yeah. it's very clear the 49ers are the best team in the NFC by a smidge, right? And I think the Dolphins are the best team in the AFC the Chiefs keep getting into these games that are they come down to big moments with about 8 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Vikings are on every wrong end of close games, so
which is
just bad.
Like I told you with two facts yesterday.
Yeah, I was pissed because I wanted the Vikings to win that game really bad yesterday. And did he pick that off? Oh my
yes.
God. That's great. Wow. Good for the Raiders. Good for them. I think it's very evident, as much as we make fun of the Giants.
I think this play is an interception. Sorry, I forgot I wasn't on mute.
I'm on mute too.
Okay. No, that's a good pick. By far the worst team in the NFL, and it's the Patriots right now.
Oh yeah, not even close.
Oh yeah, they are terrible, and the Saints took a lot of advantage in that game.
Derek, I mean, you know, the Giants aren't good, but they are trying out there.
Yeah,
he kind of got away with one on that one.
He did. Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah. That's okay. It's all like Green Bay. Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. That's close. So it's an interesting week. And, yes, actually seeing the Jets, like, no one's ever hugged Nathaniel Hackett more than his life. That was sweet because that game was in jeopardy, too, for them. That wasn't easy. Yeah. So.
Exactly.
That is all.
All right. Well, I just submitted the points here since the game's over now. So now going into week six here, we have non-pod group. We have Ryan Deese, 49, Joe at 48, and then the podcast. We have Brad at 45 after just a bad week there, unfortunately.
I get up.
That's all right. That's all right. You'll make it up. And then Caesar, 47, Jeff, 48, and me, 51. So close race altogether, I would say, for the most part. All right, so going into week six here, we have two bye weeks this week. We have Packers need a bye, I guess, because they're just lost that game. And the Steelers are on the bye week, so Packers and Steelers are on the bye week this week.
Oh, nice.
All right, here we go, Brad. Let's start with you here. Denver at the Chiefs on Thursday night.
As much as I hate Denver, I would love to pick them, but I just can't. I can also see them rising to the occasion here and maybe making this competitive, but no, I think the Chiefs win this last top 10.
Yeah.
You know, it just sucks. I thought the Chargers have to keep their end of the bargain here and not blow games because it's going to come down to two games with the Chargers, probably.
To
see if they can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. All right, Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going with KC on this one. They're just a better team. I mean, I'm kind of like Brad the same way. I wouldn't mind seeing Denver win, but I just don't foresee it happening in any capacity.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen at all. So go Chiefs, sure, for me. But Caesar, what do you think?
Yeah, gonna go Chiefs. It'll probably be a close game. Broncos will make it up.
All right.
In a rivalry game. But yeah, Sean Payton sucks and so does Russell Wilson. So.
Yeah, suck at Russ, that's for sure. All right. Joe has the Vegas lines for this week until he gets his picks in. But for right now, it's the Chiefs for him. He says the Chiefs as well. All right, Caesar. We have our last and final won the game of the year, finally. Baltimore at Tennessee. I mean, sorry, Baltimore and the Titans, I should say.
Baltimore and Titans. But which team shows up is the question.
Because
Derrick Henry did not show up against the Colts, and Lamar Jackson's weapons decided not to catch the ball for him.
Eight drops. For the Ravens.
I'm gonna go Ravens.
All right, Brad. What do you have in this game?
Yeah, I'm pretty much in agreement there too. They, you know, they're the best team in their division, but it's. I mean, Pittsburgh's offense is anemic, but when you drop eight ball, it's ridiculous. I mean, so I will, it's kind of a battle of two teams that, you know, when they're on, they can be outstanding, but boy, if they have an off day, woof.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans aren't horrible. They just, they get in their own way. They really get in their own way more than any other team that has talent. I think it's really sad to watch. But yeah, in this circumstance, Baltimore is a better team. So, for now.
All right. I agree with that. Ravens as well for me. Jeff, what do you got?
I'm going Ravens as well. They're just better overall this year. Right now, at least.
Yeah. hopefully I'm wrong, though, but let's go Titans, though, for real. And Brad, did you hear the news today that the Ravens last week were practicing with the rugby footballs, which was kind of a different, I'm not weird thing they were doing. Your thoughts on why they would do that?
They shouldn't be doing it. They need to just, I don't know what, don't get cute. Just do what you do. Yeah. They're better than a lot of teams when they're at their best. So
I'm not particular because it's like, it's bigger than a football. And it's like, that may have had an issue why they dropped all the balls. I don't know, but just a theory.
That's trying to get too cute or trying to be.
Yeah.
They can't afford to screw around. So.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Joe has the Ravens as well. And Deese has the Ravens. All right, Jeff. Seahawks at Cincinnati this weekend.
Who did you say? Seahawks at Cincinnati?
Yep.
Ooh. You know, I'm going to go Seahawks on this one. I'm thinking that they're going to be looking good. They're in Cincinnati, but Burrow hasn't been playing well. I don't even know if he is truly even playing this week or if they're going to sit him.
He played really
well against the Cardinals. Jamar Chase.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, like I said, I hadn't seen any football. I don't know. Last time I seen him, he wasn't doing great. I still think Seattle might be able to pull this one out. I think it's going to be a tough game, but, you know, let's give it our all and see if we can't kind of clean ourselves up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, Brad, what do you have on this one?
They should be the favorite in there, actually. I mean, in theory. Just for that very reason, though, I'm actually going to go the other way. Because it's not personal. I actually think had Joe Burrow and them got beat by 10 in Arizona yesterday, I'd go the other way easily.
Okay.
But now that's and I know it's Arizona. Arizona's actually played everybody tough.
They're pesky.
They are.
Yeah.
Just love that they beat Dallas. But it's so now it's like, all right, they have a, you know, they have some confidence back. They get to come home.
Yeah.
I could see this actually first one to 27-30 points. Like this high scoring. And
Definitely.
That's what I think this will be. And I wouldn't be surprised either way. But no, the Seahawks aren't going to look bad in there at all. I don't think. But I also think the Bengals at home, I just kind of think this is a game they get on a roll a little bit. I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have a tough road ahead after this one, so hopefully, they got the Niners and Bills up. Niners and Bills up for this, I think, on the road. So,
that's
a tough one. All right, Caesar, what do you got in this one?
Seahawks coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
I would like to pick them, but being that it's in the jungle, I know it's been bad for them playing at home, but I could see them actually bounce back from when losing home games. This will be close, though. Okay. I'm going to pick the Bengals.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. I got the Hawks by maybe 3 or 6 points. It'd be a close game for sure, as Brad was said there. It'd be a close game all the way throughout. But yeah, the Hawks win this game. And then Joe with the Vegas line has the Bengals, and Dees has the Seahawks. All right, Jeff. The Commanders trying to bounce back after their back-to-back losses here at Atlanta.
Commanders at Atlanta.
Yeah, oh, spicy.
That could be spicy. I'm going to go with Commanders on this one. I see, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Going Commanders.
Yeah. All right, there you go. All right, Brad, what do you have on this one?
Oh, that's tough. They're at Atlanta.
They are, and also there's a stat for you. I heard on Red Zone on Sunday that Desmond Ritter, the quarterback for the Falcons, has not lost at home yet in his career. So 5-0.
Good. Career. So we'll go with
that for you.
Go to Atlanta by a field goal. Then good.
There you go.
They're kind of an underrated. They're a sneaky 9-8 team if they get lucky.
They can play some defense. I mean offense. I mean they'd be rolling, but you know.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, better offense. All right, Caesar, what do you got in this one?
Gee, I that's another toss-up. And like Jeff said, it's like a fire match. Ritter being undefeated at home since his college days. First Commanders with Sam. Could they be World Warriors and end that? After losing two straight.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, so I'm going to go Falcons.
Yeah, this game was tough to pick for me this morning. I'm going to give Ron Rivera one more chance to redeem himself after the last couple weeks here, so we'll see. But I don't.
He is my pick to get the first fire of all coaches, but we'll see.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. Definitely see. All right, Joe has the Falcons, and Dees has the Falcons. All right, Caesar, we have AFC South matchup. We have the Colts without A. Richardson for a few weeks with the AC joint sprain. Going to be Gardner Minshew for a few weeks at least. At Jacksonville.
Was it Minshew with the Jaguars too?
He was for a couple of years there, yeah.
He does. Oh, yeah, before Lawrence took over. Yeah, I remember now. Well, if Mitchell can work his magic against the former team, that would be interesting. And exciting for Colts fans.
Right.
But being that it's in Jacksonville, I think the Jaguars could win this third game in a row if Lawrence does well and he can find – well, they don't have really good receivers, but Travis Etienne Jr., however you say his last name.
Etienne
Jr., if he can find him running or passing the ball, it would be a good game for them. Yeah.
So the Jaguars to win the game.
Duval, okay. Yes.
Duval, gotcha. All right. Jeff, what do you got?
I'm saying Jaguars on this one. Trevor Lawrence is putting up 60. No, he's 60. Not. 60 yards, dude. 60 yards.
Oh, 60 yards. Gotcha.
I'm joking. No, I think this could be a pretty decent game in reality. Yeah. I am gonna go with the Jaguars. I do think they're a little bit better. I like, how do you say his name? And Antien?
Etienne.
Okay, whatever you want to call it, I like him.
He's fantastic, yeah.
He really kind of is. I wouldn't go with fantastic, but he's not horrible.
Well, he's really good.
Yeah, I would. Oh, yeah. I just got lapped. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Jaguars on this one.
All right. All right, Brad, what do you got?
Playing Mario Kart, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm playing Monster Jam Steel Titans 2.
Okay. By yourself?
Yeah.
Says a lot right now. No,
it's kind of a fun little game.
No, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. I was so wrapped up in that game.
Right.
I will go
Steel Titans 2.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, man, I've got brain fog for a few days. I will, I'll take Jacksonville just because I think they showed a lot on Sunday, and they have the Bills number too. It's ridiculous. But,
yeah, that's weird, but yeah.
It is. Yeah. No, I just think the Bills, it'll be a, the Bills. The Jags will continue to build on that, and, I kind of like what they're doing right now, so.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I have the Jaguars to win this game by about 10, I would say. But it'll be a fun game, I think. We'll see how it goes. And then Joe has the Jags, and Deese has the Jaguars. All right, Brad, we have a great game here. Panthers at the Dolphins in Miami. What do you think?
I think the Dolphins, that should be an easy 20-point win. And they hopefully just keep rolling, hopefully.
Definitely. I agree with that one. Caesar, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go Dolphins as well. The Panthers are still terrible. Bryce Young did some garbage time against the Lions, but it was ultimately a blowout there in Detroit. Yeah, it's probably going to be another blowout against the Dolphins. So, yeah, go Dolphins.
All right. Jeff, what do you think?
Could they set the record?
No, they're
not. I'd like to say, it's not going to be an upset. I'd like to say that it could be, but it won't be. I'm going to go with Dolphins on this one.
All right. I was because you had a little pause. I wasn't sure what you were trying to think about.
Well, I was with a bit, it'd be really good to see they're going to lose another one, but who is it going to be to? Is my thoughts.
Right.
They are the best team in the AFC, but is Tua going to get hit this? Everyone knows that, hey, he's a little teacup, short and stout. I mean, he's not that short and he's not that stout, who am I kidding? But if he takes a good hit, those teams are going to come crashing down. Yeah, do it again. But, their season can very easily come crashing down if they're not careful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
So, I think they're going to win this week.
I got Miami in this game in a laugher as well. Joe has the Dolphins, and so does Ryan Deese. All right, Brad, we have – let's go to Caesar in this one. Minnesota at Chicago. Caesar, what do you think?
Oh, that's probably the shit bowl of the week. I'm bashing my team like that. But I'm also bashing Bears. Can the Bears make it a third time being really good? Because they finally clicked on offense. It's just their defense is still up and down. We'll see what they do with the Vikings' horrible O-line. The tackles are good, but it's just like the middle of the crowd. I'm gonna pick the Vikings because it's gonna be a close game, and we did sweep them last year. They were the only rival that we swept last year, so go Vikings.
All right. Hopefully they can win
this game.
My friend,
I'm not laughing at Jeff's game in the background. The whatever it was.
You're not hearing mine. Whatever. Mine.
I thought that was your video game. That was funny.
No, right? This is completely on mute.
Oh, okay.
Caesar, my friend Matt's going to that game on Sunday in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
My friend is
watching. Does he have good seats there?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but he'll be there at least. So I'm not sure.
You better stay safe.
Oh, okay. You'll have to let me know where he sits then when he tells you.
Yeah, I'll ask him when he gets there. But okay, Brad, what do you think about this game? Bears and Vikings.
I'm gonna go Vikings, but it's with a the yeah. But maybe barely. I mean, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
it's scary. I mean, the Bears can put up points. I mean, the reason I lost this week in fantasy was because of Justin Fields. So, I mean,
really? Oh yeah, he had a good game.
Put up 49 points. And that guy from Jacksonville put up another 49 or whatever it was.
ETN, yeah.
Yeah, so it was ridiculous. But anyway, no, I think the Vikings are a better team, but the Bears aren't, you know, that's not going to be a 20-point victory in there. It might be 7-10, but maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tough one.
May I add to that, Justin Jefferson is – most likely not going to play this game.
Really?
Crap, I should change my pick, but
that
I'm not
change a lot of things.
But, we don't know for sure because of the X-rays not being there yet for some reason. It's his hamstring. So
that will be interesting. If he doesn't play, then I might change it to someone else.
Oh, Jordan Addison.
Yeah.
And Hawkinson needs to work on his catching. So
I'm dropping it.
We paid him how much money to keep them here, so.
Right. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes on Sunday. Jeff, what do you think on this one?
I'm solid for Minnesota. I don't think that the Bears stand a chance. Granted, I do understand that it is, you know, interdivision game and whatnot. I still think that Minnesota is 100 times better than them, even with how they have been playing. I mean, you know, it's I don't know. It's the Bears. I think that they're just a joke of an organization, personally. But, yeah, I'm taking Minnesota this one and not a barn burner.
Yeah, I have them as well. But, you know, as I said, if Jefferson does not play, then I might change my pick. If not, I don't know if I will or not, but I might. But, yeah, that's a tough one there if he does not play. Everyone else, Joe has Vikings and so does Ryan Deese. All right. All right, Brad, we have the Niners at the Browns. What do you think?
Oh, do I dare pick Cleveland?
You should.
I will. You know what? I will.
Yeah.
I will. Get Brock Purdy on the road in a little bit of a hostile environment there.
Hmm.
You know, I've been there. It is a hostile environment.
Yeah.
What, Cleveland in general or just the stadium?
Just the stadium.
Were you there last season, right?
No, I was there in 19.
A couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
Right before COVID. It was this week in 2019 I was there. Yeah.
Nice.
Crazy. It's how 4 years ago, and look how much has changed. I'll take Cleveland just because I think the 49ers are going to get humbled by somebody, and you never know. So why not?
Okay. All right. Hopefully you're correct, because that'd be great for Hawks fans and everything like that. But we'll see. Caesar, what do you think on this one?
No, the Browns are coming off a bye week as well. They could make it an interesting game. They do have Deshaun Watson and Amari Cooper and Kareem Hunt, since that Nick Chubb's out for the rest of the season.
Right.
And their defense is pretty damn good. And yes, it's a hostile environment at home, just like Brad said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lean towards the 49ers because they obviously have a way better team. Way better team than the Browns.
Yeah.
Being that they're undefeated so far. Don't know what Jeff's gonna Jeff's gonna pick in this one. But I'm gonna pick the 49ers for right now.
All right. Jeff, what do you think on this one?
I'm going with the Niners. They're not going undefeated this year, but they aren't gonna lose in Cleveland.
Right.
As much as I think that would be awesome to happen, I do think Cleveland might be able to scare them. Maybe.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, after watching Purdy yesterday, I mean, that guy, he's got some composure. I mean, there's borderline nothing that Dallas was able to do to stop him in any capacity.
I mean, running, throwing, whatever. My God, they were a good team.
Yeah.
He's also the easy Niners, to root. So. He's also easy to root for. I
think. He really is.
Him personally.
He's not.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No. He doesn't piss you off.
Well, he does. He does. Yeah.
Just because of the color he wears.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
At least he's honest.
Chris is a nice guy. At least all he's honest. He's letting color play into his decision making.
It's a race game here. It's a race game. Yeah. No. Yeah, I'm picking Niners as well, but probably by quite a bit. I don't think it'll be that close of a game, but we'll see. If the defense can play well for the Browns with Myles Garrett and a company, then they might have a shot. So we'll see how it goes. And I don't know if Watson will be back this week, but we'll see how that goes as well. So, and Joe has Niners as well, and Deese has them as well, Niners as well. All right. Jeff, we have the Saints at the Texans this week. What do you think about this one?
Saints at the Texans. How'd the Saints do this last weekend?
Oh, they played the Pats, so pretty good.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. I forgot that it was the Saints who put the stomping on Belichick. Jesus Christ. What is it? 72-3 over the past couple games?
3-0, actually.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to – ooh, that was a weak start. I was supposed to turn. Yeah, interesting game. First time playing this portion. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the I'm going to go with the Saints, although – no, I'm going to go with Houston.
Okay.
I'm going to say Houston. The Saints did look good, but they're also playing – again, like what we've all said, the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think Houston can pull this off. I think they've been playing better. That's kind of weird for me to say because I really don't like Houston. But yeah, I'll go with Houston.
Okay. There you go. All right, Brad, what do you have in this one?
I do like Houston. So I will take them just because I think they're in a little bit of a roll. They played really hard the other day, yesterday, and just barely lost.
Yep.
Continuing to develop Stroud into a pretty decent passer. I'm a fan, and I hate Ohio State quarterbacks, but he actually
might be. CJ Stroud's pretty good.
No, he's right.
Real,
I know.
Real,
I mean,
he's the real deal for sure.
He's actually one I want to root for because the others are crap. No, it is what I'm in a bad mood. I'll take Houston. Even though it's fun to root for Derek Carr. It's just hard to do it in the Saints colors. it should be a fun game. We'll see if I watch all of it or any of it, but.
Yeah,
I care. Right. I care right now more about Arizona beating the Dodgers. That would be really. That's. I love this.
Oh, is that baseball? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, it's not hockey.
Well, that starts tomorrow night. But yeah.
I know.
And of course the Twins need to win tomorrow night too. They
think. Oh, absolutely. But
that was
Yeah. We can help though. We can help. They can win at least. We'll see. All right, Caesar, who do you think? Saints at the Houston Texans. What do you have in this one?
I don't think the Saints will do what they did to the Patriots again to the Texans. It's going to be a pretty close game. I'm going to go with the Texans because they play very good at home. And, CJ Stroud has the right coach coaching him. So.
All right, I'm picking the Saints. Sorry, the Texans to win this game.
The Texans, yes.
Yeah, I got them as well to win this game. Houston Texans to win. It might be like 7-13 points, I think. I don't think New Orleans is even that good of a team anyway. And I think they're going to get a little humbling, I think, this weekend in Houston, down in Houston. And then Joe has the biggest line has the Saints, so he has that. And then Deese has the Texans as well. All right, Caesar, we have the Poop Bowl game of the week, I believe. New England at Las Vegas. What do you think? What do you have in this one?
I'm going to go since I picked the Raiders to pick the pack, beat the Packers, which they did tonight, I'll pick them again. Raiders in a close, probably a close, another close game.
All right. All right. Brad, what do you have in this one?
I'll go Las Vegas because, although I think it's close, I think the New England plays better. I really do. Mm-hmm. But I think Vegas just kind of finds a way down there, and they'd be back to 500. So
there you go.
You never know.
You never know. All right, Jeff, what do you have in this one?
Vegas.
Yeah. For me, for the first time this season, I'm taking the Vegas Raiders to win a game. Because default, just by default. That's it. That's pretty much my answer for that one. Yeah. All right. Joe has the Raiders and Deez has the Patriots for some reason. So we'll see how that one works out for him. We'll see. maybe. We'll see. All right. Brad, we have the Lions at the Buccaneers on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, boy. I almost want to take Tampa just because I like the way Baker Mayfield's playing right now.
Yeah.
In Detroit, I'll take Detroit until I see something different.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Lions on the road. Okay. All right, Jeff, what do you got?
This is I'm kind of like Brad. This one could be a weird one. The Tampa Bay Baker have been playing amazing. At the same time, I'm really liking what these Lions are doing. It's something different, something new, something spunky. It's playoff bound Lions, not something we've seen in the last 20 fucking years. I'm going to take the Lions down there. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think that they're going to have enough to come in there and raise some spunk, if you will, and put a hurt on Baker and make him go back to the drawing board.
There you go. All right. Caesar, what do you have on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lions. They're going to be the World Warriors in this game.
Okay.
They could easily make the playoffs and possibly win the division because Packers, my Vikings, and the Bears, well, they're in a nutshell. So, And I've been on the fence of cheering for the Lions and not cheering for the Lions. But since they're doing good so far in 4-1, possibly going 5-1, I'm cheering for them in this game because Baker Mayfield, he's been impressed, including the first game against the Vikings. But
yeah,
I don't know. He's good and then he's bad. So
there you go.
Goff is better. So
all right. Well, I'm taking the Lions to win this game. I don't know if they'll have Jameer Gibbs or Amari St. Brown back, but hopefully they are because that'd be better for them. But pretty much Lions win this game by probably 10 or 13 points here on the road. And everyone else has them as well. All right. Caesar, we have the Cardinals at the Rams. What do you think about this one?
I'm going to go with the Rams. They have Cooper Kupp back. He had 8 catches for like almost 120 yards.
Yeah.
Against the Eagles. Puka Nacua is still doing his thing out there. He got a touchdown. And, well, what we said before, the Cardinals, they suck. So, go Rams in this one.
All right. Jeff, what do you have in this one?
I'm going to take the Rams as well. While I do respect the Cardinals because they beat Dallas, I mean, you know, they have a place in my heart now and forever.
Oh, God.
The Cooper Kupp, Stafford, they're not great, but they're just better than the Cardinals. So, yeah, I'll take the Rams in probably by 7-10, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be, I think it might be a lowest ranking. I think it might be like a 20-17 game, maybe.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
All right, Brad, what do you have in this one? Rams at home against the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Rams win easily at home. I don't think it's even a question this time.
Okay.
I do.
Interesting. All right. Got the Rams there. All right. Joe has the Rams and Dees has the Rams. All right, Brad. Whew. Philadelphia at the Jets.
I got to go Eagles. I do.
Yeah.
I'd love to pick the Jets, but you just can't quite, you know, you can't quite wrap your arms around that one.
Was Zach Wilson at the quarterback position, I would assume, yeah.
No, I don't hate him as much. He's a guy, like, I kind of want to see him do well because he's got beaten up. He's taking his crap.
Yeah.
And yet he keeps showing up.
Yeah.
And yeah, when you're getting paid a couple million, it's easy to show up. But still, I'd love this. That would be you want to talk, beating the Chiefs would have been big for him too.
Yeah.
But beating the Eagles would be a phenomenal confidence booster, I think.
And he's playing better every week as well. So it's
he is
better and better. So we'll see how it goes.
But so I think it's close.
Okay.
You know, the Eagles are going to lose to somebody too, probably in Dallas. But
oh, you shut your whore mouth.
Hey, honey, I'll just leave the money on the table. But you know, sometimes we just have to call it like we see it.
Yeah.
And you do not get the group rate, so it'll be a close game.
All right.
And I'll get out of this conversation real quick. But, no, I think the Eagles probably win. they probably win by about eight.
Yeah. All right. I agree. Caesar, what do you have in this one?
I got the Eagles in this one. Zach Wilson could make it an interesting game on the Eagles' defense. But Hurts on the other side of the ball could light up the – that's defense. But it'll be a close game, like Brad said. Probably, I'll say 10 at least.
Okay. All right. Jeff, what do you think on this one?
Eagles is going to be a 20-point game. The only way that it won't be a 20-plus point game is when Zach Wilson shows up with Kelsey's mom, like he keeps threatening to. He was eyeing her next to Swift up there. No, he was eyeing her right up there next to Taylor up there in the booth in the last game. So, you know, he's got a double whammy. Two dates in a row.
Nobody's eyeing Kelsey's mom. Nobody.
It's a big joke, you guys. Come on now.
No,
I'm just saying,
no one should be eyeing that woman right now.
I think Philly's going to come out with a good solid win on this one. Yeah, like 20-plus points, in my opinion.
Yeah, I have Eagles by 17 points, I think, in this one, for sure. Joe has Eagles, as so does Ryan Deese as well. All right. Jeff, we have on Sunday night an exciting game here, the Giants at Buffalo. What do you think?
Oh, Jesus.
I feel bad.
Jesus.
This game.
I feel horrible for Allen. Two losses in a row.
You shut your whore mouth right there.
I'll take Buffalo by 38 on this one.
Fantastic.
Sorry, Brad. I would love to call say Jones is going to be doing good, but I think Buff Fumble is going to kind of kick his ass. So, I'll take Buffalo in whatever the opposite of a barn burner would be.
A slaughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
A barn slaughter.
A barn slaughter. Here you go. All right, Brett, what do you think?
Oh, I've got too many jokes I got to get out of my head. No, it's...
Look, how many have involved Donna Kelsey?
We've seen Risky Business. Never mind.
I have. Definitely.
I'm trying to combine jokes. It's just, it's, you know,
right,
looking, for,
right.
looking for a good time, Joel. Yeah, no, I will. I will. Oh, it's so bad. I will take a probably the Bills by about 10.
Only by 10. Okay.
Well, they've proven they can be had twice. And sure. Once, so it's not, this one doesn't feel as insurmountable as the Dolphins one, because first of all, I mean, going to Buffalo for the Giants is like, you know, it's a 40-minute plane ride, if that. So,
or drive, maybe. I don't know.
No, it's like going from here to Seattle for them.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. If that. And I'm going to Buffalo next year too. So
there you go.
Before they switch stadiums, but they'll play better. It's just until I see them beat a really good team, it's not in the cards right now. So
yeah,
and the Bills are, this is a showcase for them. It's not the other way around.
Exactly. All right, Caesar, what do you have for me here?
Yeah, I got the Buffalo Bills. They're going to redeem themselves from playing bad in London against the Jaguars. Well, not totally bad, but not enough to beat them. Stephon Diggs will probably get 2 touchdowns or something, or maybe Gabe Davis won another one for him. Yeah. The running backs are not that good, but yeah. But it'll be a battle for Daniel Jones at the Bills defense if the Bills defense can play better than what they did against the Jaguars.
All right. Well, I'm picking the Bills by quite a bit. Maybe 20 points or more, I would say. And also, Daniel Jones might not even play. He has a neck injury.
That's true.
So we'll see. But he should play, though, I heard today. But you never know, that we'll see how that goes this week. So we'll see. If you're not set the Bills as well in this game, in this podcast. All right. So last game we have, I'll start with Jeff here. Another bad game for primetime. Dallas at the Chargers. Jeff, what do you think about this one?
Dallas or the Chargers? You know, this could be interesting. Dallas is very, very, very hurt defensively right now.
Oh yeah, sure.
I mean, their secondary is. I'm going to go with Chargers. I think Justin Herbert's going to have a 700-yard game. Chargers are going to put up 43. Dallas is going to come out with -5.
Interesting. That's interesting math there. Okay.
Yeah, right. No, I do think this has potential to be a good game. Dallas is exactly who we thought that they are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like to me, this is back to the Dallas that we were all kind of sort of expecting. And I'll say they're going to lose, but probably only by, 5-10. It's not going to be an absolute killing like what we were all hoping for.
But you hope, though, it happens that way, though.
Oh, I would love – hey, I'd love to see a 70-point spread on this one.
Exactly. All right, so what do you think about this one here?
I agree with what Jeff said. Chargers could make it a really good game at home. I'll pick the Chargers as well. I do not trust Dak at night. So, go Chargers.
All right, go Chargers. All right, Brad, what do you think?
Well, this will be a home game for Dallas anyway. So,
that's our saying.
I'll take the Chargers. It might take 40 points, and that could be true. I have a good feeling about this one, and the Chargers need this one too, to keep pace, because they're always kind of under the radar, but they're playing better, and I've got a lot of faith in them, oddly enough.
All right, well, I'm on my island here. The Cowboys to bounce back in a big way, because Chargers have Brandon Staley as their coach, so
that's a meme.
Yeah, but Dallas has that. But Dallas has Dak. I mean,
But Chargers have Brandon Staley. You can't coach it. It's out of a of the fucking jar. No.
Yes, he can.
Nah. No. No. He's bad. All right. Well, I'm taking the Cowboys by default, but we'll see how it goes. Hopefully they do lose, though. I hate the fucking Cowboys. But Joe has the Cowboys, and Deese has the Chargers. All right, Brad, what do you have for your thoughts coming up here, week six, coming up this week?
Just really would like to see, personally, just really want to see good games because I'll probably be home by myself watching them this week. That's crazy. Let's see the Seahawks and Bengals. I might go out for that one. Just to see that kind of be a good game. I will 10
a.m.? Can you go out for that game? 10 a.m. game? Can you go out and watch it somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I might meet people for breakfast for that one.
Oh, okay. Jeff. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. He's got responsibilities.
We've got football. Yeah.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I can't keep up with the drinking anymore. And so.
Right.
That's just, you know, and he doesn't pay. So, no, I'll take the, he didn't leave the money on the drink. Anyway. No, I will take, this is so bad out of context. Mm-hmm. I would take, I just enjoy, I'm going to enjoy watching the Giants and just kind of see what happens. No, because I want to, especially if they have a backup in there. Let's just see what that does for the hell of it.
Can't hurt it.
It cannot hurt. I'm curious to see how Denver shows up on a national stage too. That's very curious to me.
National stage? Thursday night.
Yeah. And then kind of a national stage. And then
The
Chargers. Yeah, all the eyeballs are kind of on the Chargers. So that to me.
Yeah.
Even though it's a Dallas home game in theory. That's a real problem, like I said last week. In a lot of these stadiums, the visiting team just dwarfs these fans. Really sad. In Vegas, it was the same thing tonight.
Well, it's Vegas, so it's like a common thing. It's Vegas.
Especially if Vegas ever starts to be really, really good, might be a while. I mean, that's embarrassing. Like, you never see all these. You know, like the Jets fans didn't overwhelm Denver yesterday. I don't think, and they're there, but I don't know.
Yeah,
they can't handle the altitude.
That's right.
No, it's a long trip. No,
I can take the weed for that.
That would be a long ass. That's a long trip.
It is. Jets to Denver. Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
Spokane to Buffalo isn't exactly, you know. That's no picnic either. That's three flights. No. But
yeah, three flights. Yeah, definitely.
That's all right.
All right. Caesar, what do you have for this week?
Looking forward to Vikings possibly redeeming themselves from a loss at home against the Chiefs. Going on the road against the Finally, their offense theirs, and finally winning a game after 346 days of losing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hostile environment because the Bears fans at Soldier Field get pretty loud. And we'll see what Justin Jefferson can play. If it's doubtful, then next man up, Jordan Addison, and Hawkinson work on your catching.
Oh, boy.
And defense, you better step up as well. looking forward to Seahawks-Bengals. See all the Giants can do against the Bills, and Can the Lions dominate again? We'll see. And Cowboys on Monday Night Football. We'll see if that happens. And can the 49ers and Eagles stay undefeated?
All right. There you go. All right, Jeff, what do you have for this week here coming up?
Go Philly. I think Niners are finally going to lose. Well, I don't think so, but I'd love to see it happen.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's going to happen, but I would love to see it. I would also, again, same thing, Dallas, come on, baby, Dak, let us know who you really are, because we all do know it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Patriots, I don't think are going to have any luck this week. Unfortunately, I love seeing Belichick not having good days. I've heard, you know, like what you said, Oz, a major restructuring, in my opinion, is going to probably be happening.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if Mac Jones gets benched. Otherwise, I think, I think the Vikings could very easily have another win. Well, not easily. I would like to see the Vikings have another win.
Yeah.
This week. Let's see if it actually happens or not. Kansas City, are you going to go down? I doubt it, but God, it'd be cool if you did.
Let's hope.
I think it's just a tall tale for us to be asking at this point in time, unfortunately.
It is.
But yeah, you know, otherwise Seattle, you know, you needed this week off. You needed to get healthy. Hopefully you stay healthy.
Yep.
Denver, you're not going to do shit on prime time. We all know that. I mean, Russell Wilson's the new Kirk Cousins when it comes to major
he's
games.
He's worse than Kirk now. He's wonderful.
I know. I mean, he's – okay, let's be – fuck. He's he's one of a kind, if you will.
He sure is.
Yeah. But, yeah, otherwise just, you know, hopefully no major injuries and no ties. And yay for the last of London.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to watch this game Thursday night. I never watch him, but I will this week to see Russell not ride.
You're just watching it for Taylor, dude. We all know.
No, I don't want to see it. No, I'm done with that. I'm so done with that right now. It's ridiculous.
Everybody's done with that.
I was happy that she wasn't there on Monday. I was like, thank God she wasn't even there.
Yes, thank God, because she was here for two nights during the summer. So,
yeah.
For a concert, so.
Well, there you go.
Did you like it? Was it a good show?
No, I didn't go. I didn't care to go there. So.
Not 50, huh? Not
all the Swifties from Minnesota went there. So.
Yeah, there you go. You weren't one of
the ones that came from other states as well. So.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm go Hawks Sunday. It's the Bengals. I think it'd be fun to watch to see Jamar Chase versus. With this, it'd be fun matchup to watch there. And Adams also is back, so it'll be fun to see that. And then beyond that, hopefully you can see Lamar lose in London. That'd be fantastic. Beyond that, we want to see the Cardinals and Rams tie it up. We have a tie. And beyond that, I would like to see the Patriots just get their ass handed to them against the Raiders. But I don't think it will because the Raiders are going to suck too. So we'll see. And then hopefully Dallas can lose to the Chargers, but I don't think that's going to happen. So, all right. Let's see here. Food corner. Start with you, Jeff. This one is from Ryan Deese. What food should never be eaten together?
Wait, what food should never be eaten together?
Yes.
What food should never be eaten? I'd say ketchup and vanilla, ketchup and ice cream.
Ah, okay. That definitely agree on that. Definitely. All right, Caesar. What's your thing on that one?
It's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Easy,
but yeah.
You might come back to me on this one.
All right, well, we've been here. Brad.
Because the last time I was really, really, really sick from food.
Yeah.
Overloaded of, potato salad, macaroni salad, and like.
Oh.
No.
But yeah.
Mixing that with like chicken patties and blue cheese, The blue cheese,
No, thanks. That's disgusting, actually, blue cheese.
You're not. I mean, I don't mind it a little bit on salad, like a little salad dressing, that's okay, a little bit.
But it smells bad. It just smells
it
bad.
Does. I've been staying away from it, obviously, this week.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, yeah. I like honey mustard dressing a lot better.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, Cesar, what do you think?
Oh, I got one now. It's,
okay.
You guys ever, I don't know if you guys have ever tried this, but I don't think Brad has had it because he doesn't like peanut butter. It's a peanut butter and jelly burger.
Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
That sounds, I love PB&J, that sounds disgusting.
I have had it, actually. There is the Lost Boys has a burger with it on there. And you know
I've
what?
I've had it.
It's not... It's not what I was expecting. It wasn't my style, but one of the people, one of the guys in the party I was with, he thoroughly enjoyed it. And he, I think to this day, I think that's all that he gets there. But to me, it wasn't for me.
Has he ever spent time in an insane asylum that by chance? Just,
no, but I've spent time in jail and I've had a lot worse foods than that.
There we go.
There you go. Well, my answer is fairly simple. Mushrooms with rice.
Oh, definitely that's the best.
Those two separately and together, what it all costs. That's it.
I've done mushrooms. I've done chicken and mushroom and rice.
You've done mushrooms? Me
You've
too,
done
Brad.
Mushrooms, huh?
No, No.
I don't like mushrooms, so that'll be out for me.
All right. Well, there we go. We'll get into a different topic here. I'll ask this to Brad first. This is for me. What is your favorite type or flavored muffin?
Jesus, sorry. This is what happens when you're sick. You have a mentality of a teenager. You know what's funny is I haven't had like a Costco muffin in so long.
Oh yeah, same.
Those are my favorite. Like when I was all through high school and college, I would have Costco muffins. Mm-hmm. Probably it's not poppy seed. I know that. Too filling. I would just say a standard like a strawberry. I like strawberry a lot.
I
don't know what they call that, but like some kind of like there was like a strawberry concoction. I don't know what they used to call those, but
I know. Yeah, I had the red and I had the little powder on top.
Yeah, that was really good. But a standard blueberry one is good too.
I have two go-tos. I have chocolate muffin, the big ones, not the small ones, but the big ones, or blueberry, as you said. My third place would be banana nut would be my number three of muffin flavors for sure for me. Caesar, what's your favorite muffin flavor?
I like blueberry the best.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Short and sweet. How about you?
It's not a super common one, but my God, when you find them, they're delicious.
Yeah.
A peach muffin.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so good.
If you love peaches, I would agree, but I don't like peaches.
See, and I absolutely, absolutely love peaches.
Okay. Yeah, I told you before. Yeah, I understand. I have the same thing with mushrooms. It gives me gag reflex with peaches. I'm not sure if it's the texture or what it is, but it doesn't do well with me, unfortunately. So there you go. All right, Caesar. So this one is from Joe. What are some dishes that are light, not greasy, but very flavorful?
Light, not greasy, but very flavorful.
Mm-hmm. Have they reached the point with Zach Prescott where the mountain is large
for them to climb? Where it's a mountain, they just
don't have the tools. Can you think about that for a couple minutes, sir? Chicken
with some spices.
Okay, all right. Sure. I understand. That's okay. All right, Jeff.
Chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
It's light, not greasy, and flavorful.
Yeah, mine would be chicken kebabs. That's right. I would go there for that one. Brad, what do you think about that?
There's some seafoods that are pretty light without a lot of.
Yeah.
A little halibut.
Mm-hmm. A little sushi. A lot of sushi.
Yes.
Or none.
Yeah, sushi.
No. The more sushi, the better.
I've grown to like sushi, so.
Yeah, no, we've got some good places here for sushi, too.
Actually. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Well, same around here.
No, I believe that.
yep. Okay.
And I would say also, like, a slight risotto. If you ever had a risotto?
I have not.
Yeah.
Is that rice?
That's,
I believe.
Yeah. That's not heavy. It can be heavy on the sauce, but.
But Aussie, it's not really like rice, though.
No,
that's the thing. It's like rice, but it's not like rice. Like it's not what you're thinking rice is.
It's hard to explain unless you have. It's, yeah,
I'll pass though.
It's really good. Gordon Ramsay makes that a lot. That's why I've seen it.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I had one at the country club years ago, and I was like, oh,
okay. Oh, fancy.
Well, once in a while.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, this one is from Bree, the Breester. Last one to Brad first. What is your favorite Italian dish, cuisine, and why?
Wait, say that again?
What's your favorite Italian cuisine or dish, and why?
Well, at my sister's rehearsal dinner, I have a better chance of answering that question because we're doing that in, 4 weeks, whatever that is. Because we're going to an Italian restaurant in California.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go for an Italian restaurant, man.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm here.
Hey, anyway, I'm doing that's a weekend where I get a presidential library. I got family. I got a wedding, rehearsal dinner, and the Price is Right all in one weekend. Wait, what'd you say? Who popped off over there?
Me.
I don't know. Was it me?
What'd you say?
I said that's a long ways to go for a simple Italian meal, dude.
No, we
have Italian restaurants here in town.
Yeah, yeah, but not as good. Not as good. I don't know, man. Not as good. I mean, I'm not.
So what's your choice there?
I'm thinking. Hold on. I will say. I don't like ravioli that much.
Same. Yeah.
I do.
Probably like a rigatoni of some kind.
Okay, that's
like a sausage and cheese.
Respectable.
Yes, okay. It is.
All right. Caesar, what do you have there?
Or something.
Your traditional spaghetti and meatballs. It's the best ever.
Yep. That's my answer. Definitely had it. I had it last Thursday at my friend Matt's house for my birthday celebration at his house, and it was amazing. Yeah,
oh, very
definitely.
Nice.
Yes, sir. All right, Jeff, what do you have?
See, I don't know if I could pick one. Like, I love spaghetti. I love my mom's spaghetti. But at the same time, like, a really good, specifically Mamma Mia's, they've got a baked ravioli that's amazing. They've also got a... chicken marsala that is absolutely divine. But then you go to a place like Ferraro's and their chicken parmesan is to me out of this world. So it's kind of depends on my mood, but those are kind of my generally if I'm going out someplace, it's going to be either chicken parmesan or like I'll get the trio if we go to the street trio, if we go to Tomato Street, that's I really like a good chicken parmesan or marsala.
Well, those are good choices too as well. Yeah, Italian foods is great. Yeah, I love Italian food. All right, this is lastly for food corner, then we'll do the random. This is from Ryan Lund. I'll ask one to Caesar first. Choose two of the following to eat for the rest of your life for every meal: pancakes and sausage, or bacon and waffles.
If it was pancakes and bacon, I would choose that. But I'm gonna go with the bacon and waffles. Yes, I know.
All right, there you go. All right, Jeff, what do you have there?
Bacon and waffles, no questions asked.
All right. Brad?
The first one.
Yeah, hands down. Pancakes and sausage, can't get that, definitely. I love pancakes the best anyway, but
like, I love bacon much more than sausage, so.
Oh, interesting. All right, interesting. All right, well, we go to a random question to end the podcast. This one is from me. I'll ask this one to Brad first. If you could live in any fictional world, where would you choose?
Oh, geez. Shut up, man.
I could say something so wrong, but I won't.
You shut your horse mouth over there.
That's what they said in your world, buddy.
One just won. No. 72. No. No. She. Oh man, I'm all screwed up. God damn it. That's a good point. That's a good question.
Thank you.
I'm thinking. That's yours.
Yes.
Ozzy, or what type of, or like any world, or like, are you thinking like a TV, like something,
TV,
you
see on movie, TV, a movie,
TV,
any,
TV
any,
movies,
anything,
yeah, all
anything
those.
At all. Yeah. If it's fictional, then you can go, you can choose your own world, yeah.
Pardon me.
Perfect world.
Yeah.
That's a good movie, if you ever seen that one, by the way.
Yeah, I have.
The Kevin Costner
one?
A good movie. Yeah, great movie.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, too.
With it, yeah. Perfect World.
Perfect World.
I've never even heard of that. Okay.
It's one of his underrated.
Really good movie.
That's tough. It wouldn't be like, the ones that come to mind are like the Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter stuff. Like, I wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Oh, no.
Like, no, I don't know why those just came to mind, because those are two prominent, like, things from childhood.
Right. Yeah,
it wouldn't be an animation, obviously.
See, I go straight to The Simpsons.
Oh no. Well, that's great. That's great. Come back to me on that one.
All right, Jeff. You said Simpsons. You said.
Well, I mean, that's just one that comes straight to mind. You know, like I try to think of a place where there's, you know, a world where, again, there's not a lot of issues going on. You know what I mean? Not a lot of violence, not a lot of major work, because that's also one thing I'm looking at is, like, actual world issues. The Matrix, that popped right out, but I don't want that. If I were to know it, great, but I don't necessarily want some of those decisions. The Simpsons is really, can I say, Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Ooh. No, I don't want to be a chipmunk.
No, you don't.
Can I go with Darkwing Duck?
The hell is that?
DuckTales?
You don't remember? No, Darkwing Duck. Do you not remember Darkwing Duck? He's on the attack.
No.
Yeah, I know Darkwing Duck. Yeah, I know.
You guys are a little older. Gotta remember.
No, I honestly, this is a very good question. I really don't know.
Mine's easy.
What's yours, Oz?
I'll wait for Caesar to answer his first, then I'll answer.
Oh, no. Answer. Okay, I got it. Go ahead, Caesar.
I'm possibly going to say... I've always liked Batman, so... Okay.
How do I know it was
good? It's Gotham City.
Gotham. Okay.
Even though, it's an imperfect world.
Yeah.
I would like to be the anti-hero Batman and
there you go.
Do my best to save the world.
Right. Well, Brad, did you see him? Brad, did you figure one out?
I would actually take a step. There's part of me that would love to see, like, in a stupid way, I would have loved to have lived in the 70s and 80s. At this age, it'd be really fun. But I kind of like, I have an affinity for the Old West, so that might be
like something like John Wayne.
What's that?
Like John Wayne films and
A little bit. Yeah,
like Tombstone.
Yes.
There you go. Well, I just want to ask this because I watched this movie series over the weekend, and I was Back to the Future. And I would love to go to that world because you have a time machine. You can go all these, you can see your, you know, see yourself and your old self, your future self, and like trying to reverse history and stuff. So I think that's my pick would be that world right there.
Oh, I don't want to see my future self. That scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I think it's fun though. I think it's a fun little, universe.
And I wouldn't want to go backwards because I'd be afraid, even though there's lots of things that I regret in my past, I wouldn't want to change it because there's a chance I wouldn't have met my wife. There's a chance I wouldn't have had my son, you know?
Yeah.
That's a course I wouldn't want to alter right now in my life. Now, 15 years ago, before I'd met her, you know, it may be a different story, but otherwise I was going to say the TV show The Office.
Yeah.
That would be a great world to live in.
Yeah, it's good too as well. I'm watching that right now again. So I'm pretty deep in it again. Season 7 right now. Yeah, started a couple days ago.
Good season 2.
Oh, it is the last for Michael Scott. Yes,
I know.
Unfortunately, but anyways, now we go to Bree's question. Last one to Caesar first. If you could travel to any country in the world, where would it be and why?
Probably Italy because of my love for Italian food, besides all the Mexican food and American food, of course. I do love Italian food, so I would go to Italy.
There you go. My friend's been there many times. He said it's great. Brad, what do you choose there?
South of France.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun to see, personally.
Yeah, I heard it's a pretty country out there, you know?
That's what I'm all about.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with you there. Jeff, where would you go?
I'm very, very close to saying what Brad. I would say, instead of the south of France, I was going to say the northern Mediterranean. As long as I could see Greece in there at some point in time, that would work for me.
Yeah, it's a brief set too. She said Greece as well.
Yeah, I would love to see Greece. But Italy would be right up in there. I mean, just the history of it all.
Yeah, I would definitely
Fiji would be nice too, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Fiji's great. Yeah.
I mean, besides going to Australia, which I want to go sometime if I can, but beyond that, love to go to Japan just to see their culture. Especially Tokyo, Japan is where I want to go. Like, Tokyo would be nice to go there. It'd be fun to see how that place goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Caesar, what is your question for us tonight here?
What's the one state that you question how it got its name?
Okay, something else.
Me too.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to do this.
All answers go to Florida.
No, stop it. It's such an easy target.
It really is.
I would say Tex ass. I mean, how would you go with Tex ass how's that come about? I don't know. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Boy. I'll go with Iowa.
Iowa. Okay.
I might move there one day, so who knows? Like, it's a
possibility. There you go. Yeah. All right, Jeff, what do you say?
Mine's kind of two of them. One, because it just annoys me. The Ohio. I mean, really? Come on now. But in reality, who the hell likes the name so much there would be a new and an old Hampshire?
Yeah.
Where is the old Hampshire?
I
know where York is. You know, I know where York is, but where's old Hampshire? I mean, West Virginia, Virginia, North, South Carolina. Where the fuck is old Hampshire?
Yeah. All right. Brad, what do you say on this here? Or did you say Iowa, right?
You said Iowa. What's your answer, Ozzy?
I said Texas.
Oh yeah, Texas. Well, my answer is I know you possibly all three of you guys been there, but why is it called Idaho? Like you are
because we're all whores,
Idaho.
Dude.
You got so many jokes.
Because you not the hoe, Idaho.
Idaho, yeah.
You got to come to Idaho and see for yourself. There's a lot to do there.
Is there? There's a lot not to do, too. Like
That's true.
Teen pregnancies.
Dude, that's here. Dude, that's
I know.
High
I know. It's
here
a little,
now, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, it was in high school when I was in high school, too.
It wasn't mine, too. It was, that, it was oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Shade. Ozzy, that's what we were known for.
Oh, I know. All right.
Oh, yeah. So that just trickled down to the next generation, then? Okay.
Yep. Easy East Valley had all the STDs, and we had all the pregnancies.
Yeah. Is that true?
I don't know, but that was always the rumor back in the day.
Easy Valley.
Thought Roger had all the STDs, but no, that's
nope.
Oh, Rogers, that tracks. Actually.
Gotta get out of, gotta, definitely. The old joke was, gotta get out of jail to get an STD, dude.
On that note, what do you have?
That was the old joke. It's not true anymore, but back in the day, Hilliard and Rogers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yep. Yeah. Sure is. All right, Jeff, what do you have for us tonight?
Okay. When it comes to specifically gum, do you like cinnamon, a minty? And if a minty one, do you like spearmint or peppermint? Or wintergreen, or do you like fruity gum?
That is a loaded question. I can't type that fast, but let's see. So, do you like cinnamon,
What kind of gum do you prefer? And if you say mint, what type of mint?
Okay. Well, I prefer no gum, but if I had to, I would choose
or for Tic Tacs or whatever, you know, for breath freshening devices.
Okay, well, I prefer the fruity flavors, you know, like the fruit juice.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, I love that one. When I had juice gum, I loved fruit juice. It was the best.
Wait, are you talking juicy fruit?
Whatever it was called. Juicy fruit. Yeah. Yeah, those are fantastic. Yeah. All right, Caesar, what'd you say on that?
I do like cinnamon, and if it was
yeah.
mint, it would be wintergreen, and if fruity, it would be juicy fruit. To pick one, I'm just going to say wintergreen, because that's my favorite mint of all time. So.
All right. There you go. All right, Brett, what do you have? Answer that one.
Spearmint, definitely.
Spearmint? Okay. Very nice. Jeff?
Weirdly, and you don't see it very often, and I know Ozzy, as kind of a one-off one, I really like the Blackjack. It's black licorice flavored gum.
Oh, nice.
But otherwise, no, I like the fruit flavored ones the best.
Yeah.
Like the Trident orange one is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Cinnamon gum is good, but it's kind of spicy for me.
If it's Big Red. Big Red's the only cinnamon one that I like. All the other ones, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I agree with that as well. All right. Brad, what do you have to close out the show here?
All right. This is kind of a it's kind of a different one.
Okay.
So have you had a brush with anybody that's kind of a quasi... This is going to sound weird. I'll try and describe this the best way I can.
Okay.
And if I've asked this before, I can't remember. I don't think I have this year anyway.
Okay.
So have you had kind of a brush of fame with somebody that was kind of like well-known, but and it could be locally, and that could be like on the news. That could be like somebody where you just kind of sit there and go, oh, I know that person, and you maybe interacted with them. And it was a good experience. So it could be anyone, like, and I'm talking, it could be as simple as a sportscaster, like whoever, or like the Twins broadcaster or the Vikings, you know, The Vikings have a very famous guy who does the NFL games, which he's awesome. But like, right, that guy's outstanding. But like, something kind of like that.
Well, I've run into a few celebs in my.
I've got a weird one. That's why I'm throwing this up.
Only I can think of this local. It would be Greg Heister, and he was great.
Two hour lunch
with me at Red Robin downtown. We talked for 2 hours. He gave me a ride home. He was just a great guy, but just a terrible broadcaster. But yeah, he's a good guy though. It was fun. But yeah, he's a great friend of mine. But yeah, all right, Jeff, what do you say on this one?
Weirdly, as I discussed with Brad, you know, me and Brad saw Derek a local Dice. News. Yeah, we saw Derek Dice when we were having dinner.
Right.
He's a great dude. You know, I've weirdly met quite a few different local newscasters or anchors or reporters, whatever you will. Probably one of the coolest is actually I used to run into him all the time. Mm-hmm. Down at Fizzy's down here. Mark Peterson. Super neat, nice guy.
Oh yeah.
Very down to earth. You know, I've seen and interacted with more famous celebrities, but he's a guy who, you know, and I'll regularly see him around town here there. He's always just in a good mood, super friendly. Even if you're one who kind of looks at him like you recognize him, he'll say, "Yeah, it's me. I'm Mark Peterson." Yeah. If that's what you're wondering, but not in a snotty way. Like you'll see people looking at him, going like, "Who is this guy? I know where he, you know, I recognize him, but where from?" And he's just a super neat guy.
I had the same experience with Tom Hudson as well, but from Krem too. He's great.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I love. He's short, but.
Who?
Tom Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
He's on Zega Radio. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, basketball. Yeah. All right. Caesar, do you have anything that you have that you met some celebs or anything like that?
Celebs in general? I haven't really met any actors or actresses or any singers, but I've been to concerts and all that, so I've been close. Sure. At least close to them, seeing them.
Right.
And I when I went to a church trip to Connecticut.
Yeah.
It was like 2006. It was before Obama became president. Actually, was close to seeing Obama. Making a speech for running his presidency. Actually meeting some football players from the Vikings. Well, former Vikings now. Yeah. I've met Stephon Diggs and some other players. So Harrison Smith. They're pretty good.
I met Chad Brown before the Seahawks way back.
Chad Brown, that's a 1990s throwback.
He was a nice guy too. Great guy. Long hair. Also got Todd Peterson, the former
kicker
of the Hawks. Yeah, he was nice too. He got me a nice Sharpie, you know. Yeah, I met Mike Holmgren and stuff like that. Softy.
Yeah, he'd be fun to meet actually. Now.
Well, now he's kind of a grumpy grump now, but back then he was pretty nice. Yeah. But and a lot of good people as well. I met Sean Springs as well, Joey Galloway. Yeah.
Nice.
Training camp and all that in Cheney, you know, when they had that Cheney
stuff. Oh, yeah.
All right, Brad, what is your celebrity? Yeah.
I've been close to a former president.
Interesting. Was it Trump?
What's that?
Nothing.
No, I mean, I've been like.
Hey, Brad, you do know that Lincoln and Washington aren't actually buried in the memorial.
No, that's true. No, I've been from here to my. The deck chairs probably to this guy when he was stage one time. John Fritz at KHQ. I live across the street.
Oh, nice, cool guy. I met him too.
He's my parents' neighbor. He's a great guy. Oh. He'll be at my sister's wedding in 2 weeks.
Cool.
I know Dennis Patchen relatively well.
I know him quite. His son was our age, Ozzy.
I know.
Yeah.
Just a couple years.
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
I spent a little time with Keith Oso, who I really admire.
Oh, great guy. Yeah.
Hope he's okay. But the one that's the oddball one happened this year. I didn't meet him. So Jeff, you and Ozzy, you guys were old. You guys were kids, but you remember Johnny Carson on TV, right?
No, yeah. I don't watch the show.
No, he's dead. But I mean, like, no, you guys as kids, I'm sure it was on in the background.
No.
We
aren't that old. Sorry.
You were about 10 or 11. So yeah, you were a little bit. But Jeff, you remember this, right?
I never thought.
I remember Carson. Yeah.
Okay. Well, his former attorney is still alive.
Huh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And in New York, and he's 80 years old. So anyway, I read that book this year, and then it was one of the only times I messaged somebody on Facebook. I just looked him up. I'm like,
yeah.
There's no way this is the guy, right? But I'm going to do it.
Okay.
And he wrote back to me. I was very
cool. You
know, we became Facebook friends. I thought that was the coolest thing.
So his lawyer. It was his lawyer, not Johnny Carson himself, but his lawyer.
No, Johnny Carson's been dead for a while, but no,
right.
Yeah, it's his lawyer who was very, he represented Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He dated that chick from Entertainment Tonight, whatever, Mary Hart, anyway. His own story is amazing just in itself. I told him, and I said, your story about, your marriages and divorce and almost losing your kids and just in this whole world of the 70s and 80s when he was a younger guy, it's fascinating. It's one of the best books I've ever read. I just told him, so he's still living in New York. I'm like, there's no way this guy, it could be this easy.
Yeah.
And he's still alive and he was very nice to me and we're Facebook friends and no one, it's just weird. Like when you see all the names that you log on and his picture pops up, it's like, this is weird. Like, no, you would have never put that together, ever put that together. I just thought that was cool. So.
That's cool. I mean, I met a lot of locals. I met some G players and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like Adam Morrison and stuff. Cool guy.
I met Adam Morrison. He's all right.
People say he's like a jerk, but I've had multiple things with Adam, and I've had nothing but praise.
I mean, my boss's son played at Mount Vega, so
okay.
Robert Sacre,
Sacre, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's large in person.
He coaches a good one of my coworkers' daughters.
Yeah, apparently he's a coach too. I've heard this.
Yeah, he's a when I say coaching, I'm talking she's same age as my son, seven year old girls basketball. He's coaching.
He has kids around that age. I'm pretty sure. I've heard that. Yeah, good for him.
That's cool.
Yeah, you just never know who you're going to come across.
Now, I have one last one I met in Vegas, which he was kind of a jerk to me, but you know Bill Kruger from the Root Sports Mariners?
I can actually see him being a jerk, yeah.
He was a prick.
To who, everybody, or just you?
Well, I don't know. I'm guessing everyone, but I said hello, and I'm in the hotel, and he's like, he told me the bird, and I was like, okay.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh. You were in the hotel or on the hotel floor?
We're in the lobby. Like, he's in the same – it's where you go to – you go to
the game. Ozzy was climbing out of the bathroom.
No, I just
I was in the lobby.
This in Vegas?
Yeah, because he is there to be honored for WCC weekend or whatever, or for the Hall of Fame or whatever. Because he went to the Portland, USC,
right?
And so he was there for his Hall of Fame induction, and I guess he put me off because, I don't know.
And you walked right by him and you said hi, and he turns around and flips you off.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is. Yeah.
Man, that's a.
I was like, you're not even that great on TV anyway, so fuck you.
I'm not surprised he's a jerk. I'm surprised that was the reaction, though.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's weird, man.
It is. Yeah. So he's never. First time I've ever had, like a local celebrity, whatever personality, like has been mean. So that's finally back.
I wanted, you know, Mick Foley, when I met him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw your picture, yeah.
He was a little prickly. A little bit.
Was he? A little bit.
Well,
but yeah, it's Mick Foley.
I know, but he wouldn't shake my hand.
Oh, really?
Is he both? Yeah, which I thought that was interesting. But he had, I almost asked him a because they took audience questions, which that's dangerous.
Oh, okay.
And seriously, and I'm around all these fans. That's there's guys in that room that have never, well, I better be careful. There are fans in that
room. I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, who I'm not sure would know what to do if a woman sat down next to him. I honest to God, I was like, this is embarrassing. It's like, if they had a chance to go meet Mick Foley or a hot girl sat next to him for 5 minutes, they'd go meet Mick Foley. That's
the, really? Okay, yeah. I got you.
There's no question. Yeah. This guy had a
Have you seen photos of his daughter, though?
No.
Caesar, I wasn't born yesterday, of course.
Pretty hot.
I wish he wasn't. Of course I am. I don't know what happened. I don't know how she. Right. I don't know how that's the result of those two. But yeah, I mean, I've seen a picture of twice too. No close ups. But yeah, that's. No, I mean, that's my dad's line for somebody else. I just stole it. But yeah. Jeff, you'd be nice. Yeah, no. But no, I don't know. Yeah, I just was. No, his daughter's amazing. But no, like, you know, these fans in there, they're literally scrolling through their phone. Show me stuff. I'm like, what do you do for a living? He's like, oh, I'm a machinist. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
But he's just, there's a difference between being a fan and having a life. And I'm kind of like, so these people in here literally don't have a life outside of that world. It's like, God,
I've read some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting. It's a great show, but it's like, boy, this is interesting.
I wouldn't find him very funny, I don't think. I don't know. Maybe he's funny. I don't.
He wasn't really funny. He just told some really good stories and very engaging. And then they auctioned off something for charity. That was really cool. And
That's cool. It
became a decent show. They ran out of hot dogs, which is like a sin in that place. You don't run out of hot dogs at the comedy club.
Oh yeah, and also I tell you before I let you guys go, because it's kind of going to wait for Jeff here. But
I know.
I'm sorry. Tell me. You know, at the comedy, about maybe 2 years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, might be longer, but around that time frame, I went to the comedy club with my friend, you know, Marissa, you know, I think Marissa, you know, Marissa Brad.
I don't know her. Yeah, of course I know her.
Yes. I'm having a brain fart. But we went to see Mark Cooper.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Mark Curry, Yeah.
Oh, was that a show in the 90s, Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
I never saw that.
Oh, it's on Hulu. Actually, no, it's on HBO now. But yeah, it's a great Holly Robinson Pete. But anyways,
I know who that is.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so after the show, I took like 3 pictures with him, and he's like, you're my security now. You're my security, dog. And he was so cool.
How drunk was he?
He was sober. He did the show.
Mean he was sober, dude.
He looked pretty sober on the stage. So
he's
making a joke. Yeah.
No, that's nice. No, that's cool though that he did that. That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on the pod. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Have a wonderful evening, fellas.
You have a good evening.
Yep.
Later.
Later. Bye.